Jesus gave us the commandment to love one another. Now, how many husbands love your wife? Let me see your hands. How many wives love your husbands? How many parents love your children? Okay. Does it hurt you when your wife or your husband or your children suffer? Doesn't it get to your heart? I mean, sometimes we feel so helpless that we can't do something about the situation. Jesus hurts when his people hurt. He's the king. He's the ruler. He's the Lord. He's the chief in charge. And when he came to earth, the Bible says in one place that he observed the way the church, the Jews, the synagogue of that day had failed to take care of the flock. And he said that they were scattered. They were wearied. And they just were ready to lay down and give up. And this crushed the heart of Jesus. Friends, he set about to alleviate suffering everywhere he went. Should we be any different? We are his people. Whatever hurts someone else should hurt us. 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." That's why he came, church. That's as simple as I can put it. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good," and get this, "and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." I told you there are two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. You and I belong to the kingdom of light. We've been delivered. We've been set free. We've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Does that mean then that the kingdom of darkness and those who dwell there and the devil who is the ruler there will leave us alone? No, I'm afraid not. Remember I said at the outset we are aliens? We don't belong to this world. We are aliens. We are foreigners. We are strangers, Peter said. We are pilgrims here. We are passing through a foreign land, a hostile territory, ruled by the prince of darkness himself. We have won the war, but the battle's not over. There will be many skirmishes before we leave this planet, and we will have to be like Jesus and set our foot on the head of the serpent, the devil, and crush him and set people free.